In the hall, in the lounge, is a woman named Dark Cloud. She is a truck driver who, she's the second murderer in the building right now.
Yes, yeah, right? Yeah. For sure. Both vehicular homicides.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get her and then let's bring Jared in too.
Oh.
Yeah, let's bring them in together.
They can share stories.
Yeah.
Who, swap murder stories.
She backed up over her husband though, didn't she?
Right, yeah.
That was,
what if they fall in love?
Oh, God, that'd be great. That'd be great. I have a feeling they look like each other.
Oh, all right. That's bad for one of them.
Yeah. Let her get on your mic, Rob, so I can see her. Dark Cloud coming in. Keep on trucking. There you are. Hi, Puggin. Oh, hold on. You could use that one. How you doing? Pull that right up to your mouth there and talk to you.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Where are you coming in from?
I just drove in from Silver Hills.
And where are you going? Let me move this. Sit so I can see it. Let me just move this. Okay. There we go. How's that better?
It's down.
You came in from Zephyr Hills.
Yeah, that's where I'm staying.
And where? Oh, you staying there?
Yeah, my aunt has a mobile home there.
And do you have the truck with you?
Yeah, the truck's in Sefner.
Okay, and then, so you leave it there, then you go do your thing, and then you go pick it up. And where are you headed?
I don't know yet.
Oh, see, man, that's a life. The open road. They can call you and go, we need you to go to California, or we need you to go to Illinois and drop this off. Get on that mic, Jared. Jared, meet Dark Cloud. Dark Cloud, meet Jared.
How's it going?
Hi, Jared.
Guess what you guys have in common besides awesome glasses?
I don't know.
What are you famous for?
Oh, okay.
What did you do that makes you so interesting?
I was in an accident.
No.
Where a guy died.
What did you do?
I was in an accident where a guy died.
Yeah!
Hold on, though. Who was that guy?
My husband.
No!
That was not my husband.
No.
You both used a vehicle to crush someone. Yeah. Mm. Whose is worse, you think?
Probably mine.
Why? Because you were married to him or because you did it on purpose?
Because I was married to him and how it happened.
Yeah.
What was it?
Tell everybody again. He was behind you?
He was behind the trailer as I was backing up to a dock, and so he was climbing in.
Didn't your truck go beep, beep, beep? No. No, huh?
No.
And he was climbing in.
Mm-hmm.
So where'd you get him?
At the waist.
Oh, wow. Did you get? Yeah. Was he like, could he still talk?
A little bit until he lost consciousness. Oh. It basically pushed everything from
upward.
His waist up.
Oh, did he look at you and go, son of a bitch?
I told him I was sorry. He said it was okay. It was an accident.
And then he was later, I'm outie.
And then it was dealing with 25 officers, 5 sergeants.
Uh-huh. How many did they question you like you really did it on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
They thought I was on drugs because we had been sitting there for 3 days waiting for our load.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did you guys ever do it in the truck?
All the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that must be fun. What about you?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do you want to share any of the details of your horrific accident?
I can't. I've talked about it before.
I like to hear. I like to look at your bushy eyebrows when you do it.
Thank you. No, I was going down a dark Pasco road like around 2 o'clock in the morning, and a guy on a bike decided he was going to kind of slide into my lane. And
right.
It was
can't have a bike. Can't do that with a bike.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying he was wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then... Yeah, he kind of just
Then you
up.
Hit the gas.
No.
You
no.
said, I'm going to get you, son of a bitch.
No,
and
I
you stepped on the gas.
I never even saw him. He didn't have any reflectors or anything.
Oh.
So.
Was this at a time where you had a cell phone?
Yes.
And so then did you call the police?
Yes, I did.
No, they found him. They matched paint to his bumper.
Jesus.
No.
And how long were you there for before they were like, well, yeah, that's what happens, I guess.
I was there a couple hours. I know I called the police and people in the area that it happened called the police because I was heard you could hear me screaming about a half a mile away.
Oh, what were you screaming?
Yeah.
Like Chewbacca?
I mean, I yeah. guess you could
like
say
a sad
that.
Chewbacca. I'm so glad we can make fun of this. All right, well, I just thought you two should meet in case there's a love connection. I don't know. There might have something so strong, bond so strong. In
I just imagine they pass each other on the road and they both give the head nod.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know.
Yep, the motorcycle wave.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Jared.
No problem.
I appreciate you stopping by. When you come in here, do you know it's never going to be good?
Yes. As soon as Spanish said, can we get you? I knew it was going to be bad.
Well, it wasn't so bad, right?
Just no, it wasn't bad at all.
Therapeutic a little bit.
Just one time we need to invite him over and be like, here's cake and presents.
Yeah.
Totally blow his mind.
All right. Thank you. Now, is that hard for you to talk about? Because you seem to handle it very well.
It took a while.
Yeah.
But every
how
now
long
and then,
ago was it?
It was in 2002.
Oh, that was some time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long were you together?
Just over 2 years.
Ah, so you barely know him.
It just makes it perfect.
is it hard to meet guys now? Like when you swipe right and they go, hey, well, you ever been married before? And you go, oh, that's a long story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that. I had 3 sort of boyfriends after that, but
right,
it's no hard one to, measures up.
Any, hard to be on the road.
Any life insurance or anything?
A small policy. It was like $20,000 plus workers' comp.
Not even worth the murder. Job.
Well, it ended up being, I ended up getting about $500,000 after it was
done. Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, hello, Dark Cloud.
So now, where do you live?
I live in California.
Where? What city?
North of Fresno, a small town called Coarse Gold.
And are you ever there?
Oh, yeah. I go home every month for a few days. A
few days, and then you pack it up and you're back on the road again.
Mm-hmm.
And will you ever go on the road with somebody else?
My mother, I brought her with me this time.
You did?
Yeah.
Where you're like, hey, Mom, go get this out of the back. And she goes, you can't fool me. I know what you're capable of.
Yeah. Actually, she's like, do you want me to get out and help you? And I said, hell no.
No,
no. I said, you know my rep. No.
So I want to ask more questions about this. Is that
anything?
Bad? Okay. So you squash him up against what? The loading dock.
Mm-hmm.
And then his feet are still, like his waist is still attached, right? You didn't cut him in half.
No, I didn't cut him in half.
Okay. Was it like signs where if you move the truck, then
right, everything falls out?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had picked up a partial load, so he was climbing in to, we have load bars in the back to hold it, so he was climbing in to get them out so they can load some more produce. We had like 5 stops
right
for this load.
And you got him up against a thing,
mm-hmm.
And when did you know?
Well, someone told me on the CB that, hey, your husband's back there, and I just went, well, yeah, he's supposed to be back there, he's spotting me.
Yeah.
And then I just went, oh, crap.
Oh no.
And I pulled forward and just watched him come out and saw the blood coming out of his nose and just and lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. And then you went back there and he was still conscious?
Yeah, he was still conscious.
And you right away you were like, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
And he was like, it's cool.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no big deal.
High right. five.
Yeah.
Did he realize the severity of the situation?
I was in shock. I was screaming, like I was yelling at them, call an ambulance. Why isn't it getting here? I was calling 911 yelling at the dispatchers. And
what about him? Was he conscious enough to know what was going on, or was he just?
Yeah, for a little bit, and then once the ambulance arrived, he was in a lot of pain, and then once he got on the ambulance, it was it.
Oh man.
And then he was in surgery all day. Until we finally decided to let him go.
Oh, geez. And did you deliver the load? That's really what I want to know. Did you make the produce load?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got right back
in. All right. Good. That's what I'm saying. That's the most important thing.
I just throw him in the back. You know, you keep it cold and get the body. Until I can get him home to bury him.
She's the best. Well, listen, it's a pleasure to finally get to meet you. We see you on Twitter all the time, and we passed each other in Park City, Utah.
Yeah. I could have stopped by and bought you lunch, but I got snowed in and Nebraska and Wyoming and lost the day. So
crazy. Don't lose a day on the road. Can I tell you though, I did not enjoy driving in Utah at night in the mountains.
Scary?
Well, I'm just not used to it.
Yeah.
I can't see. There's no light over there, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
And you know, I like to drive fast and I can't see where anything's turning or winding, and I don't know how you guys do it in those big trucks.
I do it quite often, so I'm kinda used to roads, but there are a couple turns I forget about
Do you ever have to dump off into one of those sand roads on the side?
No.
No, don't do that. You ever see those?
Yeah.
They got like the runoff roads
right.
on the side?
Yeah.
Although I do want to kind of crash into those things that hold
scary.
The water. The big yellow things that hold the water. You take a couple of those out.
That wouldn't feel too good.
What?
That wouldn't feel too good.
If you hit one or two of them, you just take it out on the, ass end.
Depends on how fast, because then it feels like you're hitting a cement wall.
Yeah. Well, that's true. What was in Spanish's box? I don't remember.
A coin of Pirates of the Caribbean coin, some cologne, I think.
Nothing worth the trip.
Oh, there's the box right there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, tell me. Get on the mic. Well, yeah, give it to her. Oh, you didn't give it to her? Yeah.
Right.
I thought she had it. I'm sorry.
No.
I saw bags. I didn't know.
Well, I bought these for you guys.
What is that?
I bought you stuff.
Oh, boy. People will give us gifts. Are there any pictures of the bad day? I would take a look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Oh, look, we got candy.
Ooh.
Thank you. How do you know the good stuff?
Rob backs away from it.
It's chocolate.
Beautiful.
It's like it's
thank you.
Hey, I thought, no offense to you, Dark Cloud, but I thought that the smell in the studio was coming from her because I'd never met her before.
How did you think that she would stink?
I don't know, because most of the people
Rude.
Who come into our studio end up stinking, but that stink was good. Did anybody else get a whiff of that?
I did.
What? Of who?
Jared?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Really?
Oh, I heard Jared stinks.
Oh, man. It was
like
bad.
What?
Why does he stink? What's going on?
Like moldy clothes and B.O. It was
oh, no. Bad.
What's wrong bad. With him? I can't believe you thought it was her.
I'm sorry. I feel bad. I didn't know because I never met her before. But I've been around Jared a ton of times and he never smelled. But today,
just because I'm a truck driver doesn't mean I stink all the time.
That's not the first time I heard that about Jared. I just never get that close to him.
I know, it was offensive.
Somebody else was alone in the car with him and they told me he stunk, but they asked me not to say anything.
So yeah, it's in my mouth.
Yeah, wasn't somebody carpooling with him recently?
I don't recall.
I don't know.
There's no.
Oh, yeah. I know who it was.
Wasn't me.
Carpool.
Man.
In a booby car?
Car.
Man, it's a lot. What?
What did you say? Booby car?
Oh, yeah. Who is that whore?
Car. Oh. It's Carmen.
What? I didn't say that.
You said he stinks? Did you didn't tell that. Him? You didn't say? Listen, bro. You got to clean it up a little bit.
I've been meaning to have a conversation with a couple people that work very closely with him.
Miguel and Holly?
What do they know? You can tell them to tell him he stinks?
There's no way they can't.
Yeah, it's not my place. I don't know him that well.
Do you want me to go get
Hey,
Miguel?
Are they still on the air? Yeah. Can we call over to them?
No. Oh, my God.
Hot 101.5, you're in the middle of the hot zone.
This is Rob's discovery. I'm out
Stinky
of this.
Stinkersons.
Hey, Jared stinks. And can you play the new Rihanna song? You guys smell that?
Oh, my God. I do like Rihanna's new song.
Oh, yeah, right? Isn't it good? Yeah, yeah. I have no idea what it is.
Don't try to change the subject. You just want to say that Jared stinks. Just say it.
No, I'm not saying that.
Mm. I thought he was going to say it was Kevin Farley the way he was hem-hawing about it.
Hem-hawing.
Yeah, he was like, okay. And I'm like, don't say the guest stinks. It wasn't Kevin Farley, by the way.
Oh, my God.
What? What's going on?
Miguel's running down the hall.
Miguel.
Miguel.
Is your show over?
Serious.
Yes. Can anybody hear it? Anybody listening?
What do you mean?
In rank in least to most in your studio, starting with you, unless you're higher on the list, who stinks the most in your studio?
Oh. From least to most?
Carmen says Nervous Jared really smells bad.
Stop. Yeah.
And then he was just in here and Rob almost threw up.
Yep.
Wait, does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I honestly, I like that. That is news to me. Like, I don't.
You
smell
guys
him.
Don't get close to him. I don't smell him either.
I honestly don't. I would say that probably. I mean, if I had to assume, for it would be me least because I'm like super. Like, I shower
twice
a day.
It's not you guys. I just wanted to say Jared.
It's
him.
Really? What does he smell like?
I believe the quote was mold and what?
Sweat, dirty clothes.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm really super hypersensitive to smell. Like, because Holly and I lived together for 5 years, and I would always walk in and be like, something doesn't smell good.
Holly's privates.
Oh.
That's what you say. Right away, you're like, Holly and I live together. Cod.
No. What are you, cooking bass?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It was when we lived with her ex-husband, who was a straight guy, and he played softball.
Yeah.
So he would like leave his stuff all over the living room.
Yeah.
And I'd
straight
be like,
guy stuff.
Yeah, I was like, I can't.
You ever try to get
it.
A look at his trunks?
When I first moved in with Holly and they were just dating, yeah. I was like, hey, how you doing?
Really? You thought they were going to invite you in for a little?
Well, no, I just would be like, you know, because he'd like walk around with his shirts off, with his shirt off and like basketball shorts. And I'd be like, oh, hey, Christopher.
Oh,
and then like
really?
After I got to know him, I was like, no, not interested at all.
Yeah. See, I'd be like, I can't be this sexy with this guy checking me out all the time.
Yeah. Or maybe he was flaunting a little bit. He was like, I never really take my shirt off, but Miguel's here, so.
That's true.
Well, I mean, it the whole situation of how I moved in with Holly was really weird. And so, because we had only met once, and then I was hired to be on the show that she was on.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, the host was like, hey, my friend from college is going to move in with you and do the show with us.
Wow.
And she was like, okay.
That guy's more demanding than us.
Yeah.
Gosh, I never tried to get anybody to live at your house.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Yeah.
So what I heard there was Miguel came onto a show that Holly was already on, and then whatever that guy, Miguel just took over. Over the show, and now it's the Miguel show.
That's right.
Holly's name's not even out there. Wow.
Holly's name's on.
Equality.
The other guy's out. The other guy got kicked out.
Right.
He's not even on it anymore.
Kramer.
You are
taking over.
Man, people think I'm the bad guy around here.
It's me.
Hey, how's the twink doing?
He's doing well.
Did you guys bang it out after blowing off?
No. Absolutely not. Actually, what happened is we got an Uber back, and I don't remember this. Apparently, I stopped at McDonald's, and I sat in the living room, and I had a cheeseburger in my hand.
Oh, that's not good, Miguel.
And then he, like, around 5 o'clock, he woke
up. Put a hot dog in your hand?
I wish. And then he had to wake me up because the hamburger was, like, on my lap, and I was, like, sitting upright on my couch.
Oh, wow.
Like, just passed out. So, no, we didn't. Not that night.
So if you pass out and he does stuff to you, do you even care?
No, not really.
That's what I would say.
Well, actually, I am a little mad because I want to be conscious to remember it.
Right.
But I'm just like, at least I got some.
I always ask my wife, I'm like, if you pass out, she's like, just wait for me to pass out. I'm like, all right, perfect.
She prefers it.
I'm like, can you just sign this just to make sure we're okay?
Easy, Cosby.
I don't know, man. He had a pink makeup on his eyes the other day.
Yeah, he was. I was surprised by that because I've never seen him bring that out before.
He looked like Duran Duran, 1987. Yeah.
Is he slowly working wigs into the program or what?
Well, listen, because one of my friends was like, boy, are you okay with that? I'm like, listen, I can't judge. I've done drag twice, so it's not like I can judge anybody for that.
Whoa, back it up. Twice, like for a gig? Or
I did once for a Relay for Life or the Miz Relay.
Right.
But I asked my drag queen friends to just do me up. But they like makeup, full like sparkly dress and everything.
Will you do that for the last Friday this month is Carmen Drunky Drunk Black Girl Party.
Oh, Black Girl Party?
Yeah. Will you come in here all
Black History Month.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, maybe the last hour, because I still have to do a show.
So you can do it just as a broad. Nobody's going to see it.
No, that takes a long process, though. Like, when they did me up, I mean, it was a good hour and a half it took to, like, cake on all that makeup. And then what was awkward is then I had to drive home in my car, and I was like, if I get pulled over, this is going to be real awkward.
Awkward. You say awkward, but I see you in the car singing Gloria Gaynor songs.
No.
Yeah. It's not Gloria Gaynor.
It's a raining man.
It's Jennifer Hudson. Whoa, thank you very
sorry.
Much.
New generation.
Tina Turner. Thank yeah. you.
All right. Well, listen. Get a whiff of Jared and report
okay.
back to us.
I will try yeah. that.
Oh, just walk by and go, Carmen, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does he stink?
I asked Rob. I didn't do it. Nope.
I like
that. Was the most uncomfortable you've ever been.
Oh, wow.
Rob?
I like Jared, so I'm being gracious when I say like an 8.
Oh, man.
It might have been just like a moldy sweatshirt that he was wearing, but something
no,
was...
No, I've heard it a lot. Funk. I've heard it a lot. Should we bring him in and sniff him right now?
No, he's not feeling well, so I sent him home.
But
I'm literally shocked because I've never smelled him before like that. And I mean, he sits right across from me. And
do you think Holly has, or she would have told him?
No, she would have. No,
or told you rather.
She would have said something.
Yeah.
She would have definitely said something.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Holly is way more honest when it comes to that sort of stuff than I am.
New people, though? Like, new people that you just started working with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that's like a good way to sort of bring you into the family. Be like, listen, let's just be honest.
You stinky.
You kind of
stink.
But, like, she's never said anything to me about it. I'm shocked.
Oh, she knows.
No.
She knows. Get on the mic. Jared stinks, right?
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Yeah.
I heard what y'all were talking about.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, good. They've diverted
finally,
the
somebody has brought it up.
No, that's not what I said. And then I was like, here down the hall, Holly. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
No.
No, here's...
Thank
here's
you.
I'm shocked right now.
Well, I love Jared so much.
Mm-hmm. That you'd let him stink like that?
Yeah. No. Sometimes what is the issue with Jared, I think, is that he has a little bit of bad breath going on.
No. Carmen said it's way more than that.
Yeah, a little bit of bad breath doesn't be an 8 on the I'm being nice scale of how bad he stinks.
That's true.
Like, he doesn't have BO or anything. I guarantee you it's
no, it's worse. It's like kind of like he didn't wash his clothes. It's like a moldy.
I don't see.
Or maybe he's bad at doing laundry.
Like, I'm so like mortified that we're even talking about this. But like, that's not, honestly, I would tell you if that's what it was. And I'm 100% sure that it's
good news. He doesn't wash his clothes. And now we find out his breath stinks.
Oh, no.
I don't have any issue with him otherwise. Like, I never noticed anything about his clothes or any, like,
I find
body
that
odor.
Being in here from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, everybody has bad breath. It's just from all microphone mouth and drinking coffee, it's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
So it's got to be something else. Did you hook up at the blown off thing?
No, I did not.
Why? You look pretty hot that night.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
No, I sure did.
You were
did
a little
not.
Drinking a little bit? You kind of putting it out there a little?
Drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, nothing?
Nothing.
You see anybody that you might have wanted to...
No. Well, no. What? There were some guys that were like, hey, how you doing? Trying to buy me a drink. And then I let them buy me the drink, and then I put it down because I was afraid, you know.
Yeah.
That's why you go to the bar with them, Holly.
Oh, Jesus. Don't no,
that was that was my route. I'm going to roofie Holly, but you give her the drink. And I ruin everything.
No, I don't know
Would
these
you
guys.
Like a drink and put your toes in my mouth?
I was getting set up. We had somebody buying shots. And they ordered like 6 shots, 5, and then 1 for them. And I noticed that 1 for them was something else. So I tasted it. It was Sprite. Son of a bitches.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You girls are sneaky, sneaky.
Oh. See how that goes. That's really genius.
Oh, look. There's a.
No, why?
There's Miguel.
Oh no.
That, okay, bitch. That is not me.
Oh, I didn't know. I just looked up. Okay. So, no way. So, if you could have made sweet love to a guy that night that was there, who would it have been? Not even John Brennan look at that night to you?
Was John Brennan there?
Oh my God, you were John.
You were John Holly. Yes, he was there.
Yeah.
And he didn't get there that late either. He was there before me. Yeah, like around 10:30 maybe.
Yeah, no, I forgot. Yeah.
I can't believe we danced for as long as we did.
I know you weren't there for sure.
Also not dancing.
It's not a thing. But no, nothing. Literally not. And then I passed out on the Uber ride home, and thank God they just took me right to my house.
Oh dear.
But that's fine. Nothing happened. It was a little disappointing, but it is what it is.
Really disappointing that nothing happened. The event itself was really good.
I would like to make out with somebody, but like that, I'm not. I don't want to like just randomly have sex with people.
Oh, but you can randomly make out with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get it going. That's all really on the girl's end.
Is it?
Yeah. Because we don't want to be like we don't want to be the guy that tried to make out with you.
Oh well. Yeah. Okay.
Next time I'm there, just tell me who you want to make out with. I'll facilitate that.
Okay.
I will. I'll be like, yo, gonna go swap some spit with her.
What if they don't want to?
I have something perfect for you. So here's what we do. Is you get a bunch of toothpaste and squirt it in your mouth and then make out with Jared.
Kill two birds with one. No. Kill two gingivitises with one stone.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Jared.
Yeah. All right. So next time you give me an idea of who you want to make out with, and I'm there. I'm your buddy.
Okay,
point to
you're my make out wingman.
Yeah.
But see, here's the problem, though. I don't want to make out with someone who's being forced to make out with
me. No. I'm not going to. Nobody's going to be forced. Listen, you got to understand that guys are pretty hoary. Yeah. Okay. And a lot of the guys be like, yeah, I totally hang out with her. But nobody wants to put the time or the effort into it just to be rejected. So if I get a green light from you and I just go over and be like, hey, you got a green light on Holly if you go, then they don't have to worry about all the uncomfortableness.
So you take out all the uncomfortableness.
Right. Totally.
Okay, then you're my wingman.
God, where was I when I was single?
He adds a little bit back in because he just stares at you while you're making out.
It's a little creepy, but it's part
I've
of the deal.
I've experienced that before. It's okay.
Yes, he will Periscope
fine.
It and Snapchat.
The price you pay.
Snapchat, Periscope, Bone Twitter, TV. Bone TV.
Is there somebody in the building that you want to make out with?
No, not really.
No?
Hold on.
That's right. I got to tell you. I made that observation myself that night.
When?
At the thing. There was one guy that I thought that you might be wanting to hook up with that I forgot about.
I'm going to write it down.
What is going on? You know what? I saw it that night and was just reminded of it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Stand by. Let me see what Galvin's got.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. His initials are GD.
What?
Gravedigger.
Oh. Okay, I would have made out with him.
Carmen!
She's going to slit my throat. Listen, Holly, I'm not trying to get it.
Don't listen to her, first of all, because she is just toying with him.
Right.
She's leading her along. Yeah.
I'm not toying with
you
him.
Are. You're like when Michonne had those two armless black guys in Walking Dead.
Picture Carmen like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's Carmen.
I've been so honest with him. Like, it's not even funny.
Right,
so.
But the truth is he's holding out for you to either be kind of drunk where you're like, come here tonight.
Yeah, Carmen.
It's on him. Don't blame me.
No, we are blaming you because Carmen's been so honest with him. She tells him all the time, we are not going to have sex. She just says, now let's get naked and cuddle.
Right, right.
We're not going to have sex, but check this out.
No. That is not how it goes at all.
By the way, as soon as a girl says, we are not having sex, I know we're having sex.
Yeah.
That's the best.
All right.
Yeah, if I have to tie you up.
No. That's appropriate.
I'm kidding. So Gravedigger would have been a good one.
Yeah, I'd have made out with him.
Evander?
I guess.
What? He's way hotter than Gravedigger.
Oh, easy.
Okay.
Right, Miguel?
Yeah.
Which one would you rather make out with, Evander or Gravedigger?
Actually, you know, from looks, Evander, but personality-wise, Gravedigger.
Gravedigger has no personality?
No, he's
got a lot of personality.
He's very sweet.
I think Miguel just called Evander a mimbo.
Boring. Yeah.
A mimbo. Well, no, I mean, even Evander will tell you, because like I Snapchat him every day, and he'll be like, I don't have a lot of interesting things to say.
Girl, I don't think he'll tell you he's boring, though.
Well, no, he'll just say, I don't have a lot of interesting things to say, whereas like Gravedigger,
but look at my hair.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that,
but
that's
you can have
it.
A conversation.
Yeah,
you know.
That's about it.
Not with Evander.
So those are your two, that was your one choice was Gravedigger.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go for it?
I don't know. I think I got too drunk and then I left.
We all got too drunk.
Yeah.
All of us.
Just
some of us
too
responsible
much.
Adults.
Oh, man.
Managed to walk home to their hotel room like a grown man. Carmen, the whole way home, I was going, don't eat anything. Don't eat anything. Just go to bed.
Does Gravedigger have a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. So he's available.
Yeah.
He did, but Carmen made him break up with her.
Oh, no. No, I didn't. Don't listen to them. I did not. Listen, he's so full of, he doesn't know what he wants. One day he's just like, yeah, you know what? Zero FGs. I'm banging bitches and doing this and doing that.
He ain't banging anybody.
Listen, and that's what I'm like, okay, calm down, Gravedigger. And then the next day he's like, yeah, but I mean, totally, if she wants to date, I'm totally game for that too. And I'm just
he's
like,
talking to you. You realize all the examples he's giving is you.
Yeah, that's probably very true.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a horrible person.
I'm not. Because they don't want to bang him?
Yeah. Yeah, well, then don't lead him along. Don't make him.
I have not.
I love
him. Have you been naked in front of him?
Yes.
Done. Yeah. There you go.
I've been naked in front of Spanish.
Spanish wants to bang you.
Yep. I've been naked in front of Rob.
Rob wants to bang you.
I've been naked in front of Mike.
Mike wants to bang you.
No, that's not true.
if you weren't
there's
married, you would bang
you. There's a difference between I would and I want to.
Yeah.
You want to.
No, I don't. I was laying in bed naked with her. I didn't even touch her below her.
When were you laying in bed naked together?
On the cruise.
Oh.
Wife was 7 feet away from us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got to come on the cruise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You'll definitely make out with someone on the cruise, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot that goes down
Carmen.
On the cruise, apparently.
Probably end up being Pete, though. Just giving you a heads up. All right. Well, listen to me. Let's get this. Tomorrow, we're going to bring Jared in here. We're going to brush
your
teeth.
God.
Oh,
no, we are. We are. Like when a walrus is sick at the zoo and everybody gets together and takes care of his tusk.
Oh, my.
Tomorrow, we're going to walrus tusk Jared on the show for the good of the for the good of society.
Oh, my Lord.
We want Jared to grow up to be a good radio producer. And we have to start by brushing his teeth. Who are those fancy ladies?
I can't find his drag picture.
I think you did.
But this is the best one I found so far.
You look like Tubbs from Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah, there is a video.
There is a video.
Oh, a video?
There's Tina Turner involved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. We have time for that.
Go put this on Bone TV. There you go. All right, Holly, tomorrow I expect you to come in here with...
floss?
Go to Home Depot and get one of those big hand brushes.
Oh God!
And tape it to a 2x4. Get a couple of those, and when Jared comes in tomorrow, we'll scrub him down like a walrus.
Like a horse brush.
Look at Miguel in his Tina Turner gold outfit.
Yeah,
look at that. I love how you were able to pull it up so quickly. By the way,
I know. I know. Let me ask you a question: did you give the tree back those trunks when you were done?
I have very sexy legs. Thank you very much.
There's no sound and there's nobody there behind you. So it looks like you're just doing this for yourself.
This looks like surveillance video.
Yeah.
I just wanted to dress in a dress. No, this was a Relay for Life. This was a few years ago. And there are people like below the stage. And if you, I'm not sure how you can get audio from that, but that's to Tina Turner.
Can
but,
we
I don't think
do
we
this?
Need audio.
Are you dancing or stomping on spiders? What's going on?
I think that's because you were wearing heels then, weren't you? And you cannot.
That
do
was
heels.
Like literally the first time I'd ever worn heels before.
Yeah, since then, though, he's a pro.
No, I'm still, like, I was wobbling around.
Oh, man.
And then I that's the beginning of the Tina Turner song.
Look at him. Look at him.
That's when the big wheels start turning.
Yeah.
You know?
First time you ever wore heels, I think 5-year-old Miguel would call you a liar.
Big wheels keep on turning. Woo! Small heels keep on burning. Holy.
It was something.
Well, you guys are fun. I had a great time at Bone Off, so thank you for everything.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, thank you all of you guys time. For coming. I had such a good time, and like I really think that you helping us promote it really did a lot, too. So.
Oh, I agree. Totally.
Mike said it was mostly our listeners. Mostly. Yeah.
I did meet a couple of people from that where our listeners were there. That was cool.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that.
You guys know the Power Ranger that was there? Anybody get his name or phone number before everybody left?
I did not. I just Snapchatted him for my own devious purposes.
Yeah. I was showing my wife the next day your Snapchat.
It's fantastic. He was getting it.
He was fighting the air. He was all right. He was fighting the air.
Whatever he was on was amazing. Oh, yeah. I don't know what he was doing, but.
I want to come to one of your events dressed as a bunny.
A bunny.
I don't know, something. I want to come like in a costume and nobody knows it's me and dance like a maniac. Okay.
We'll do an Easter party and you can come dressed as a bunny.
All right. Or a giant egg.
And then, no, I'll be an Easter bunny and then halfway through I'll just squat and an egg will drop out and Spanish will jump out of the egg.
Finally.
Yeah, right?
That's something we can do together.
All right, good. Yeah. Yes. See, as long as I work up a scenario where I can crap you.
I'm down.
Yeah. That's
I'm
how so it, down. Oh, look at that picture of love right there.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, hey.
With some pizza and a banana. Oh, no, that's not a banana. That's a taco.
Oh, we all know what a taco is.
We know what a taco is. Like,
where's the eggplant?
I said, what emojis should I use? And he said, kissy lips, pizza, taco. So I did.
Kissy lips for you. Mm. Pizza, let's go get it later, and then let me eat your taco.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Put that beef in that taco.
Oh, my God.
Because of the emoji.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, that's what. Okay. Yeah.
Look, he grew that beard. He looks like a man now.
You think so?
Yeah, without the beard, he looks like a little boy. Now with the beard, he looks like he should be in a construction worker's outfit.
No way. I like the beard. It's nice.
I like it, too. Yeah. He looks good. He's going to look great for St. Patrick's Day. All right, we got to wrap this show up. Miguel, Holly, thank you. Dark Cloud, thank you. Thank you for the gifts. That was very nice of you.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.